Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Thanks so much for being here with us. We've got all the lines full, and it's open forum this hour. All the lines full, and it is open forum. And Tim Staples is here. Tim Staples, of course, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers and the author of Behold Your Mother, A Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines. And you are unusually fired up.
Yes.
I can tell. Thank you for being here, Tim.
I just feel good, brother.
I'm glad you do. Because we feel good when you come in and when there's fundraising to go on and we say, where's Tim? Get him in here.
Hey, you know what? I got an idea, too. Why don't we answer people's questions about the Catholic faith?
What an exceptional idea. While raising money so that we can continue to answer people's questions about the faith.
And, you know, I got to say this, Cy. You know, it's exciting. We just had you were sharing with me, a couple of people came through with $7,000 gifts, or one with $7,500. And I just want to thank everybody, you know, right from the get-go here. Everybody that's called, you guys are coming through. We got to raise us about $90,000, though, this hour. And so, you know what, Cy, I talked about this 2 days ago, how that we really do need everybody, and we really do need everybody. We need some big gifts here. We've got to raise $90,000 in this last hour, and I believe we're going to do it.
Yes.
See, I've got Cy Kellett rubbing off on me, man.
I
believe we are going to do it.
He believes.
And we need you to call, though. Right from the start, folks, we got way too many open lines. We've got 11 people that are waiting for your call right now at 888-291-8000. And we haven't yet got that $20,000 gift.
No, that's right.
But we want one to call. One of you, and then we're going to, I hope you'll let us even say your name and give that $20,000 gift. If we could get a couple of $10,000 gifts, maybe a few $5,000 gifts, and a whole bunch of $1,000 gifts, couple that, Cy Kellett, with, and I'm excited about seeing over, I read your letter today, and you said over 50% of the folks are new givers.
New donors. That's a really beautiful thing. Yeah,
that
we're getting new donors.
Yeah. Absolutely awesome. And we need those new donors, and especially, folks, those monthly donors, that $25 a month, that $50 a month, $100 a month. Those are huge for us at 888-291-8000. Please do not wait. Get on those phones right now. We've got way too many open lines at 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And remember, you can text Catholic to 24365.
I said before we took the break at the top of the hour that I'd come back and tell you if we met the match. We did indeed meet the match. Lots of folks came through for us right in the last minutes. And I do want to say a special thank you to a gentleman in New York, Edward in the state of New York, who came through with $7,000. I imagine he must have heard us saying that that's just about what we needed. And lots of other folks as well. So it was an extraordinary end of the hour and blew right past the match, and now we are $75,000 away from being fully funded. We're $75,000 away. If we can raise that this hour, this is the last hour. We won't ask you again for 3 months. We won't talk about money again for 3 months. This is our opportunity to do that. We have 15 lines open right now, 888-291-8000. As Tim said, we're going to answer questions this hour. We're not just going to do fundraising.
You know, real quick, Cy, I've just all morning this morning been catching up on emails, and I answered a ton of emails. That's one of the reasons why I'm so excited right now. My energy level is up, Cy Kellett. I'm feeling good. But just answering folks' questions, you know, whether it's by email or snail mail, especially when it comes to prisoners. We write lots of snail mail to prisoners all around the United States and around the world. You know, answering questions, it's just priceless. And that's what we do at Catholic Answers. We answer people's questions. And I'm answering a fellow today who thanked me before I answered another question because he was once Protestant. And he wrote in questions, called in questions. Now he's Catholic, and he's still writing and calling in questions. Because once you become Catholic, it doesn't mean you all of a sudden know everything, does it, Cy?
It hasn't happened to me yet. So,
so we continue to grow as 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, St. Peter says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what we're about here at Catholic Answers. Please, folks, pick up the phone. We need you to help us now in this last hour. We need that. I said 90,000. Now we're down to 75,000.
75, yeah.
We need, folks. We can make this together at 888-291-8000. But right now...
What, take calls? Is that what you're saying? Okay. That was like, you mimed it for me. All right, let's go to Abraham in Atlanta, Georgia, watching on YouTube. We're glad you're here, Abraham. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hey, my question is about child baptism, because I always have this argument with Protestants that, well, the argument is that Jesus was, he got baptized when he was older. So I just wanted to, like, figure out what can I say to them?
Great question, brother. And here's, I will tell you how it was put to me and what got me to understand the truth of this matter. Yes, Jesus was baptized when he was 30 years old, we see in the Gospels. But remember, he is the founder of the faith, right? He was raised a Jew in the Jewish faith. So what happened to him when he was a little baby? He was circumcised. Of course he couldn't be baptized because he hadn't instituted baptism yet, right? So he could hardly have been baptized, but he was circumcised. And that becomes a key and became a key, excuse me, for me, because you realize, well, how old were they when they were circumcised in the Old Testament? They were 8 days old, and that was a sign. While it wasn't efficacious in communicating sanctifying grace because sacraments hadn't been instituted yet, it was the doorway into the covenantal relationship of each boy and that they had in the family of God. Circumcision was essential. And in fact, because girls couldn't be circumcised, their relationship with God was mediated through their fathers who were circumcised. And that's why you have the tradition in the Old Testament of giving the bride away, because when a woman got married, her covering went from her father to now her husband because they were circumcised. But I got good news, brother. And this is what really opened my eyes, brother. Is you see in, for example, Colossians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, St. Paul says that baptism is the circumcision of Christ. Oh, my goodness. So, of course, how old are folks? And here's an interesting little historical tidbit. In the 3rd century, the issue arose in the church as to whether we should baptize children the first day or the 8th day. Because baptism was understood from, you know, day one from St. Paul, right? In Colossians 2, baptism, circumcision of Christ. The question was, should we wait till the 8th day because it's the fulfillment of circumcision? And the Pope said no. Why? Because the Old Testament circumcision was only a symbol. It was not efficacious in communicating sanctifying grace the way baptism is. And so, no, you baptize babies as soon as you can. Give them the circumcision of Christ, which is baptism. And that's why Paul will say in Galatians 3:27, that we're baptized into Christ, where there's no longer Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, male nor female. All are one in Christ. Why? Does that mean there's no males and females anymore? No. It's all can be baptized. Jew, because in the Old Testament, you had to be a free male Jew. But now it's open to everyone, the circumcision of Christ. And oh my goodness, once you see that, then so many biblical texts will explode, my brother, in your mind. I'm going to leave you with this, but we could talk about this for an hour, my brother. But in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, famous text where Peter preaches the gospel on Pentecost, thousands of Jews there, and they are cut to the heart, verse 37 says, and they say, what must we do? And he says, repent and be baptized, each one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. They say, what? Okay, he preached Jesus. Okay, what must we do? He says, repent and be baptized, each one of you, for the remission of your sins, right? And then in verse 39, he says, and this promise is for you and for your children and all those who are far off. There are thousands and thousands of Jews here. Every one of them understands the concept of a covenantal family relationship with God. They circumcise their babies. So, of course, when he said, this promise is for you and for your children, they knew fully what that meant. And when you read through the book of Acts, you see how whole families, when Lydia the Purpler comes to the faith there, the first European convert in Acts 16, 15, not only is she baptized, but her family, the Philippian jailer, and you know, Cornelius and so forth, whole families, households are baptized. You see it in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 as well. Why? Because it's the circumcision of Christ. And guess what, folks? I wish we had more time, brother. We could talk a lot more about that. But you know what, folks? This is why we need your help right now. We need to be able to bring people answers like these, Cy Kellett. Because for someone like me who was raised a Baptist, that was a huge issue for me. You guys are crazy. We don't baptize babies, right? Jesus was an adult, as the caller just said. But when you understand context, my friends, you end up Catholic. Well, guess what, folks? We need your help because we only have two active callers right now. We have 14 open lines. We need some help right now. Can I get that $20,000 giver right now? Call 888-291-8000. We got to get this $75,000 in this hour so that we are fully funded. And let's go beyond just that $75,000. I would like us to go beyond so that we can start working on some new stuff. In fact, I got an idea of some, I can't talk about that yet. A new thing involving yours truly, Tim Staples, that may be happening. And y'all can help us do it if you give us a call at 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. We need your help. How about that $10,000? If you can't give 20, give 10 right now, 888-291-8000. How about some $5,000 givers? I know we've got some $2,000 and $1,000 givers right now, my friends, and I know we have some first-time givers. If you can call right now and give us $25, and please don't let the devil tell you, because he's asking for all this big money, I'm not calling in. No, it, folks, hear me. We need everybody. That means $25 one-time gifts. You better believe it. We've got 13 open lines right now for you to call on, all right? One-time $50 gifts, $100 gifts. Those monthly gifts are huge, folks. Give us a call, 888-291-8000.
$71,000 to go in about 46 minutes. 46 minutes until we are done with this pledge drive. And as you just heard Tim do, we're going to continue to take calls and answer questions, which is what we do. It's amazing, actually, how a simple little radio show where all you do is you answer questions people have about the Catholic faith Amen. Has lasted 26 years and become a phenomenon around the world. I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of people have benefited from this show. And in a time when what you get on the radio dial is, it's not edifying in many cases. It'll make you angry. Yes. It'll make you upset. But it's not edifying. How about meeting Jesus on the dial? How about coming in? The people who have come in to receive the sacraments. You know, as Catholics, we know the power of those sacraments. We can't keep it to ourselves. That in confession, we are healed. In the Eucharist, we are healed and we are cared for and we are brought to the fullness of life so that we can one day see him as he is face to face. These are immeasurable gifts that we've been given. Let's share them. I guess we're probably about 70,000 away right now. I'll check the numbers again. But a few seconds ago, we were $71,000 away. 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, I'm going to let Tim answer more questions. Let me just tell you what the gifts are at the various giving levels, and then I will let Tim answer more questions. While I'm doing that, I'll let you know 11 of our colleagues not doing anything, just sitting there waiting to answer the call right now. Six are on calls, 11 are waiting. 888-291-8000. Hey, could you come in at the $10 a month level? If you could come in at the $10 a month level as a donor to Catholic Answers, you automatically become a member of our Society 315. You get all the benefits of being in that society, including the t-shirt and the car magnet and everything else. But right now, you get a full year of the number one Catholic prayer app, Premium Edition Hallow. You get the Premium Hallow app for a year, and that's for a gift of $10 a month. At $20 a month, all of that, plus we'll send you Joe Heschmeyer's book, Pope Peter, and we'll send you the beautiful new book from Father John Weiss, Bible Mary, the Mother of Jesus in the Word of God. That's at the $20 a month level. Could you come in at the $20 a month level right now while we've got 11 lines open? 888-291-8000. Become a member of Society 315. Get the gifts and also support this message. Support this wonderful gift that we have of being able to talk on the radio, satellite radio, apps, websites all around the world about Jesus Christ and His church to a very lost age. If you could come in at the $45 a month level, all of that, but we'll also throw in a course at our Catholic Answers School of Apologetics, Trent Horn's course on Mormonism, or get the 20 answers, and get the 20 Answers Mormonism book. All of that at the $45 a month level. 888-291-8000. Right now, seven lines open. As Tim said, we're going to need everybody. Maybe one of those gift levels is a level that you can come in at. Maybe you are one of those people who's been especially blessed and you could come in at $100 a month or maybe $200 a month, or you could give that one-time gift of $1,000 or $2,000 or maybe $5,000. $70,000 to go in just a short time. 888-291-8000. And let's go back to the phones and let Tim do his work. Johnny's in Michigan. Johnny Waffle, glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hey, Si and Tim. I was able to donate something yesterday, by the way.
Oh, Johnny, that was so kind of you. Thank you. We love it when you call. But thank you for supporting us as well. Thank you, Johnny.
Yep. I got a quick question to ask Tim. I don't know if he can answer this, but I suffer through mental illness.
Yes.
And Lent is coming up, and when I go to confession for my Lent, what is basically happening with my mental illness to my spiritual connection with God, and how is that working vice versa?
Sure.
I don't understand that question.
Yeah, very important question, and of course we always recommend here at Catholic Answers that whenever someone has any physical ailment, or a mental challenge, as you've described, you always should seek the help of physicians, psychologists, psychiatrists, depending upon what that deficiency or challenge might be. But having said that, we need to understand, as I love it, I believe it's Matthew chapter 4, verse 25, as I recall, that pops in my head anyway, where Jesus healed all who came to him, and it refers to him healing demoniacs, as well as the Greek word there, lunatic. Lunatics, meaning those with mental deficiencies and such. So demoniacs, those physically sick, as well as mental disorders. So Jesus wants to heal us wholly. As 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, you know, St. Paul says he prays that we might be sanctified holy, spirit, soul, and body at the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So Jesus wants to heal us entirely. Now, that doesn't mean we're always going to be healed entirely this side of the veil. That's his ultimate will. But there's no doubt that through the sacraments and through the ministry of our blessed Lord through his church, tremendous healings have happened for 2,000 years. So how does that apply to confession? Let me tell you, man, confession is one of the greatest healers this world has ever known. Of course, we have the anointing of the sick. We have other sacraments of healing. But this is so powerful. Cy Kellett, think about the millions, the billions of dollars people pay to walk into an office of some psychiatrist and lay down on a couch and tell them about all their sins and disorders, right?
Yes.
And again, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, sometimes that's recommended highly. But what we have in the Catholic Church is that, yes, I love, I mentioned before, I took my son to confession just this past Tuesday, and then he and I talked all the way back home about it. I mean, what a gift this is, because not only can we, well, you don't lay on a sofa, but you get on your knees behind a screen and you confess your sins. There is just in that, my brother, unloading your sins, your guilt and such, there is healing even on a psychological level. You don't have to necessarily spend a zillion dollars and go talk to somebody. This is free of charge. Again, not to say that sometimes the psychiatrist, psychologist isn't necessary, needed, absolutely. But what I'm saying to you is this is a healing agent, my friend. Just the act of confession. But on top of that, the priest does something that a psychologist and psychiatrist cannot do. When he says, I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, not only are you forgiven by Jesus Christ through the priest who acts in persona Christi in the person of Christ, but you receive sanctifying grace to empower you to be able to overcome those sins and various challenges in your life. So it's not that this is the end-all be-all. Sometimes we need more than that, absolutely. But there's nothing this side of the veil that tops the power of the sacraments, and in this instance, most especially, confession, which then orders us toward the Eucharist, which is the greatest of all healers, because it's Jesus Christ himself. And through confession, if you have mortal sin, you are then, the door is open for you to receive the Eucharist, which is the ultimate healer. And even if you have venial sins alone, it prepares you in a more perfect way to receive and benefit from the Eucharist, which is the greatest healing agent the world has ever known, because it is Jesus Christ himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Brother, I wish we could talk more, but I hope that helps you, my friend. Go to confession and let Jesus heal you. And you know what? That's what I'd say to everybody right now, everybody that's hearing me. Go to confession. What are you waiting for? When I talk to Catholics, man, I haven't been to confession in 2 years. I'm like, what? What are you waiting for?
Amen.
We have priests sitting in little boxes all over the United States waiting for you to come in, and they will hear your confession and heal you, my friends. The greatest gifts the world has ever known are called the seven sacraments given to us by Jesus Christ, and it is the church, the Catholic Church, that is, as St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, the dispenser of the sacraments of God for our healing. Folks, you know what? Just communicating that with this caller right here, to me, you can't put a price tag on that, Cy Kellett. You know, you cannot put a price tag on the gift that we have to give to everybody listening right here. Listen, can you help us now, folks? Because we've got 12 open lines, only 6 active callers. God bless all 6 of you that are on the phone right now. We've got 12 open lines, and we've still got a long way to go. We've got to make this and be fully funded and more. Can you pick up the phone right now at 888-291-8000? Don't wait any longer, my friends. 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic. Remember, easy, text Catholic to 24365. I've got to ask, though, folks, can you be that $10,000 giver? We could get 2 of those. And let's get that one. Who's going to be that $20,000 giver that's going to help put us over the finish line? And how many of you have been listening to Catholic Answers now, and you know it's true, you've been listening quite a while, you've even called in maybe once or twice, or maybe you haven't called in, you've wanted to, but you're a little bit nervous about doing it, but you've been listening a long time and you know you should be given, but you haven't. Here's your opportunity. Can you call and just give a $50 gift one time? Or how about a $25 a month gift? That becomes $300 just like that for us. $100 a month becomes $1,200. Folks, can you call 888 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Thank you so much to those who have called. I can give you a little bit of an update. Let me just get on the right page here. We are at 68,500 from fully funded. So if we can do that in the next 35 minutes, we'll be fully funded for the next 3 months. 68,500 left to go to be fully funded. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. I want to thank a few people. I can't thank everybody, but they send me, they just put these on a little list for me. Sandra in Baton Rouge gave a monthly pledge of $30 a month. Thank you. Sandra, Stephen in North Dakota just donated $200, plus he paid the fees, the credit card fees.
Thank you, brother.
Susie's in Gillette. She gave an extra $25 one-time gift, even though she's already a monthly giver. Susie, thank you. That's going to get help us get there.
Amen.
Tara from Columbus, Ohio came in at $10 a month. She wouldn't be Catholic were it not for Catholic Answers. Thank you, Tara. Thank you for the kind words and for the 10 bucks a month. Regina's in Illinois. She also became a $10 a month giver. Kathleen's in Anchorage, Alaska. Here's what Kathleen did. She increased her monthly donation from $50 a month to $100. She converted to Catholicism in 2016,
wow,
primarily because of Catholic Answers, she says.
Praise
and
God.
She is 71 years old. I've got to say, Anchorage, Alaska, coming through for us this pledge drive. I don't know what's going on up there, but I do want to say this. Tim Staples would love to come up to Anchorage, Alaska and speak anytime, any January Amen. Or February. Call him. He wants to come to Anchorage, Alaska. Hey, we're going to take a couple-minute break. Perfect time to call. 11 lines open. 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. A little bit of groove music for you on this Thursday afternoon. It's open forum. Tim Staples is here. Every single line is full, so we got lots of questions to come. But we are also in the last half hour now of our fundraising for the next 3 months. That's how it works around here. We basically pay the bills for the next 3 months. Each quarter, we come to you and ask you for your help. For 26 years, that has worked. And with your goodwill and God's help, we will make it work again this year. We'd like to be at $220,000 at the end of this hour. We're, I want to give you an exact number, a little more than $68,000 away from that, I think. Let me just carry the two. We're Now I can't do that math. All right, I'm going to let Tim talk to you for a second. It just got complicated on me. 888-291-8000, though. 10 lines open. Perfect time to call. We are a long way from being fully funded. We need your help now. 888-291-8000.
Come on, folks. Come on. Hey, I need that $20,000 gift right now. We really are. We're getting to that point now where
we do.
And you know what? Gosh, I have to say it again. We really do need everybody, though. We have 10 open lines right now. Okay, so everybody, if you can give $25, come on, you know you can get you. That's right, you give $25. You can do that. $50. How about make that $25 a month? Make that $50 a month. And I got a challenge right now. I'm going to send out a challenge to all my Marine brothers, right? Our motto in the Marine Corps is Semper Fi, always faithful to God, country, and Corps. How about faithful to our Catholic faith, my Marine friends? Can you call in right now? And I want to hear, when you call in, a big oorah. The phone callers who pick up the phone, I want you to say, hoorah, when you call in. I want them all to hear Marines when they call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Now, obviously, you're going to have to call in for them to be able to hear that hoorah. But everybody else, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Text Catholic to 24365. But seriously, folks, we are coming down to the wire. We need that big $20,000 gift right now. We need one, maybe two $10,000 gifts. I think we can do this, Cy Kellett. How about some $5,000 gifts? More than one $2,000 gift. We've got some $1,000 givers out there, I know. And how about our bread and butter? $10 a month. $25 a month, $50 a month. And one more time, I said this 2 days ago, Cy, if you're already giving $10 a month, remember, our economy is really failing right now. Inflation is killing people. And I understand, I said this 2 days ago, and I know because my family, we struggle with over $2,000 a month just in food bill. You know, we're struggling. I know folks are struggling out there. And if you are, hey, you pray for us because that is more powerful than any power on this planet. You pray for us. But those who can give, step up to the plate, man, because a lot of folks can't. Give us a call, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Let's get those $25 a month, $50 a month gifts. And if you're already given $25, how about double it? Or add $10 to it. If you're given $25, add $10, right? To $35 a month. My friends, together we can make this thing. Call 888-291-8000.
$67,500 to go. I figured it out. It took me all that time to do simple subtraction, but I did it. $67,500 to go. Can we do that in the next 27 minutes while Tim answers calls? Because we're not going to exempt him from answering calls.
Amen.
10 lines open. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Let me just thank three or four people, and then we'll go right to the phones for Tim. Matt in Oregon increased his monthly donation to $150 a month. Holy smokes,
wow,
Matt. Thank you.
God.
Oh, look. Fred in Wyoming increased his $100 a month pledge to $150. Fred, thank you very much.
Wow. Fantastic.
Patricia in Illinois, God bless you. On Social Security, gave $25, and she says she wishes it was more. Well, Patricia, we're extremely grateful. Thank you very much. Vince from California. Oh, he just donated $1,000. Thank you, Vince.
Thank you, Vince.
Paul from Maryland is sending a $1,200 check. He's a truck driver and listens to all our podcasts on his rides. He says he trusts Catholic Answers more than any other Catholic resources because we always look to the original source material for the truth. And that is the truth. And we can do that because Tim Staples was alive when the original source material was written. 888-291.
And size older than I am.
I'm 2 weeks older, so those jokes are not that funny when they come back on me like that. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. All right, off we go to the phones for Tim to answer more questions. Justin is in Indiana listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Justin, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hey guys, can you hear me all right?
Very well. Thank you, Justin.
Okay, so kind of a two-part, two and a half part of it. It should be quick. My grandmother you know, she's very much in her faith, but she was talking to me recently at my parents' house about how she's learning from the writings of a Catholic mystic.
Yes.
Which I've never heard of that as such a thing. But
sure.
Also, she was telling me how why she can trust her is that she has an imprimatur from the church.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, my question would be, number one, what exactly are we to make of Catholic mystics, and like, what exactly do they even mean?
Right, right.
And
sure.
Two would be, how much authority do we give to
right.
that sort of writing?
Right, great question. And yes, it's pronounced the imprimatur, but it is. It looks like imprimatur. That's how it's spelled there. In Latin, it actually means let it be printed. That's what imprimatur actually means, let it be printed. And you normally will have a nihil obstat with that, or nothing objectionable. And what that says is, now this is not an infallible declaration. No, this is a declaration of a local bishop. So it's not infallible, but this is a local bishop or some ordinary in the church who declares this is worthy of pious belief. It is worthy to be printed in book form. The imprimatur is, let it be printed specific to books. And in the law of the church today, it's required if you're publishing a Bible, for example, or a textbook that's going to be used for catechetical purposes, by law, you have to get an imprimatur. So it's not infallible, again, but it is a good thing to have, because this is saying, hey, a bishop has said this is worthy to be printed. But, you know, we do want to warn folks that because you have an imprimatur, that doesn't mean everything in it is absolutely, you know, infallibly true, because there can be errors in those books as well. It's just, it really gives us a level of certainty that books that don't have an imprimatur would not have. So it is a good thing to do, to be sure. All right, brother, we'll let your grandmother know that we're praying for her, and we're praying for you as well to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's wonderful for me to hear that someone like that is studying her faith. And I'm with her. I love to read mystics like Mary of Agreda. I love them, right? Not that everything they say is infallibly true, but mystics who have the approval of the church, man, you can get a whole lot of good in reading them. But at any rate, my friends, please, we are coming down to the wire right now. We need your calls right now. 888-291-8000, folks. Did I get any Marines to call?
You did.
Let me
read
you?
Yeah, you
yes.
did.
All right.
I'll read you. It says, Javier in Texas realized his credit card for his monthly had expired. He heard Tim Staples asking for support, and he said, I better call in and get that updated so I can keep donating. And Javier is a Marine.
All right. Semper Fi, brother. Can we get some more? We need some Marines to storm the beach right now. Give us a call at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Text Catholic to 24365. But in these last, we've only got 22 minutes left. But remember, we will stay on the phones as long as you guys keep calling. So keep calling. We've got, what, 60,000 to go?
No, 66,500 right now.
All right, $66,000 to go. We need that $20,000 gift right now. You're going to set, I'm telling you, you call right now. That's going to help us to go over the top. We need that $20,000 gift. I'm just believing we can get two $10,000 gifts, multiple $5,000 gifts. And I know we got some $2,000 and $1,000 givers. Call us right now. We need your help at 888-291-8000. Hey, you guys know we are here for you 24/7 with our website at Catholic.com that has literally tens of thousands. Now we're into the hundreds of thousands of pages of free information for you. We have our shop as well, where you can buy just so many books, so much stuff that is so good for your soul. But we need your help. We're here for you. We need you now to be here for us. Can you do that, folks? Pick up that phone right now. Come on, guys. There's no time. Look, we're running out of time. We've got 20 minutes to go. 888-291-8000. We need $60,000. Can you be part of the solution? 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Call now.
888-291-8000. Safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text the word Catholic to 24365. The pledge drive continues after we go off the air, in the sense that many people around the world will listen later. They listen to it as a podcast, or they record it or whatnot. You should know that CatholicAnswersRadio.com will get you to exactly the same pledge drive that's going on right now, and it will all go to making sure that we are fully funded for the next 3 months. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. A little less than $66,000 now needed in the last 20 minutes. $66,000 in 20 minutes. Can we do it?
Well, yes, we can.
That is up to you. Let me tell you this. A trucker's coming through for us as well. I want to read this. Ted from Fresno and Reyes Trucking, he just made a donation, and he said we help him so much, and he's really excited about the new website, respuestascatolicas.com. Is it that .com? respuestascatolicas.com. Challenge other truckers to give, Ted did, and he said he's listening on Sirius. Channel 130, Sirius XM, satellite radio. Respuestas Católicas is the effort we have going now to do apologetics in Spanish, and led by Edgar, who runs our podcasting. And Ted, thank you for mentioning it. Another good thing that being paid for by our donors. You can pick up the phone right now and call 888-291-8000 and make your pledge. 888-291-8000. I'm going to go back to the phones and let Tim answer more questions. For just a few seconds before I do that, I will ask you, I will just share with you the giving levels and the gifts that we have this time. If you can come in at $10 a month, can you come in and be a new donor at $10 a month? Every new donor at $10 a month becomes a member of our Society 315. You get the Society 315 t-shirt. I'm wearing one of them right now under my shirt here. And you also get the car magnet, and you get the Hallow app premium, the number one Catholic prayer app for a full year, the premium version of the Hallow app. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and start out at $10 a month, or go to or call 888-291-8000 and start out at $10 a month. We've got people ready to answer the phone lines. Please make use of them. 888-291-8000. Can you come in at the $20 a month level? All of that, and we'll send you the book Pope Peter by Joe Heschmeyer, and the new book Bible Mary, the Mother of Jesus in the Word of God by Father John Weiss. Both of those, and all the other stuff I mentioned at the $20 a month level. Maybe you can come in at the $45 a month level. At that level, we'll also add Mormonism, the new course from Trent Horn at the Catholic Answer School of Apologetics, and the 20 Answers Mormonism book comes with it. Maybe you could come in at the $84 a month level if you do that. All that I just mentioned, and for the next year, anything we publish, we will send it to you for free. All you got to do is ask. Those are the levels. We'd love it if you'd call right now. Seven lines open, 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Going to Vancouver, Washington now. Alexander listening on the Mater Dei Radio Network. Alexander, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Tim. Alexander?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Go ahead with
welcome.
Your question.
Yeah, I just, like, donated about 40 minutes ago.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Praise God, brother. What's on your mind?
Yeah. So my question was, is I work, or give you some context, I work in an environment that seems to be okay to use a lot of what I call cuss words and stuff, and taking the Lord's name in vain sometimes.
Right.
I'm just wondering, how do I respond to that?
Yeah, brother, the best way to respond to that is in the words of our blessed Lord in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, where is that? Right around 14 through 16. Let them see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. A lot of times we don't appreciate how powerful the witness is. You don't have to speak all the time. You live it, brother. You don't say those words. You live your Catholic faith, And it's amazing. I got to share a quick story with you. I had a brother who, when I was in the Marine Corps, he was a roommate of mine. His name was Dave. I almost gave his last name. Dave, if you're listening, call. But Dave, we were in stationed in Memphis, Tennessee, and I was there about 8 months. And this guy, he was kind of wild, and I could not break this guy. I evangelized, trying to get people to go to church. Nothing seemed to work. He was a womanizer and all sorts of stuff. Well, guess what? About 6 months in, he came to me, and he said, "You know what, Tim? I have been watching you for the last 6 months." And he said, "I have seen something real in you. I want to go to church with you on Sunday." And I almost passed out, brother. But he came to church, ended up giving his life to Jesus Christ. See, you don't always have to speak. Sometimes, now, I did do a lot of speaking. I'll admit, we did get into some back and forth on various matters. But the most important thing we can do is pray, and pray for that person. If there's somebody that bothers you in particular, pray for them. Matt Dula, if you know my story, the guy who helped me to come to the Catholic faith, he prayed for me every day, daily mass, daily rosary, offering up for me. And it took a year, but guess what? The Holy Spirit got through. So that's what I'd recommend. Number one, my friends, live your Catholic faith. And when God opens the door to speak, speak. And guess what, folks? That's what we do here. And thank you for your call, brother. That's what we do at Catholic Answers. We speak the truth. We proclaim the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. Will you help us now? Because we are down to 14 minutes left and we've got a long way to go. But guess what? We are going to make it, because I know there's somebody out there right now that can give that $20,000 to help put us over the finish line right now.
63,000 to go, Tim.
We're at 63,000. Piece of cake. We got 14 minutes left. And remember, we will stay on the phone lines as long as you guys call. Please don't stop calling. 888-291-8000. And you don't have to wait in line to go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. But can you be one of those $5,000 givers? How about $2,000? And I know we've got a bunch of $1,000 givers. Give us a call. 888-291-8000. And don't you dare let the devil tell you, "Oh, Tim doesn't want us to call in that $50 gift or $20 gift." No, we've got 8 open lines right now. You call with your $25 one-time gift, $25 a month. Make that a monthly gift. Oh, my goodness, that becomes $300 just like that. Make it $50. That becomes $600. Make it $100 a month. And guess what? You've just given $1,200. Folks, we have 6 open lines right now. That cannot be, because we've only got 12 minutes left. One more time, folks. 888-291-8000. And I need to hear from some more Marines and give them a big oorah when they pick up the phone. When you call, Jarhead, call now. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000 are safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Text the word Catholic to 24365. We're $63,000 away from being fully funded. It is a lot to do in 12 minutes. But we have seen miracles before, real miracles.
Yes, we have seen.
At least it certainly seems that way from our perspective. So we leave it in God's hands, but it's also in your hands. And you just pick up that phone and dial. It doesn't matter the amount. There's somebody to take your phone call right now. If the amount is large, if the amount is small, whatever it is, there is someone to take your phone call. Our colleagues, when you call, you're calling directly into this building. You're talking to people who are in the building with us. Often one of the most pleasant things about the pledge drive is after it's over, when we go out in the hallway and people tell us what folks had to say about why they gave or where they live or what their story is. 888-291-8000. Also, if you want to get done quickly, just tell them you want to get done quickly. They can do it in about 90 seconds if you've got other things to do. 888-291-8000. Still 7 lines open and $63,000 to go. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Let's go to David in Wichita, Kansas, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. David, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hello. I had a quick question regarding scapulars.
Yes.
I know that scapulars are a very common practice, but I was wondering what all the different colors were.
Right on. Yeah. And I don't have all them memorized, but there are numerous colors. Each one of them, of course, the most famous, the brown scapular given by the Blessed Mother to St. Simon Stock. Powerful, and basically what they are, and all the different red scapular, for example, was given to a daughter of charity of St. Vincent de Paul in 1846. The black scapular originates from the Servite order, and that's where all the different colors come from, is basically brown scapular because it's Carmelites. And you have all the different colors, green, which is the newest kid on the block that just came in 1863, dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the white, the blue, there's all different colors. But basically what the scapular is for you and I as lay people, they are gifts given from heaven to us to where we can participate in the fruits of the prayers and labors of all those religious orders. So we can join with them. We don't have the ability to say the whole divine office every day as lay people, at least most of us don't. But we really do participate in all of those spiritual labors of all of those holy religious all over the world. So it's beautiful. Recommend highly the brown scapular. Put it on. There's all sorts of promises attached to it. But right now, my friends, we are, and thank you, brother, for your call. We could talk a whole lot more about the scapular, the power of the scapular, the various scapulars. But we are down now to 8 minutes, my friends, and we've got a ways to go. We've got two open lines. Folks, I know, some of them waited. That's okay, but they're calling now.
I know.
All right? But we still have one open line. Keep calling, 888-291-8000. Can you be that $20,000 giver, that $10,000 giver? How about a couple of $5,000 givers right now? Give us a call, 888-291-8000. Some $1,000 givers, some $1,200. And I know we've got a lot of folks who can give $25 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month, or as our one brother gave, $150 a month.
Yeah, two brothers did that.
We just saw, folks, please, we need your help. 888-291-8000. You help send us over the finish line so we will be fully funded, my friends. 888-291-8000. And remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You don't have to wait in line. And right now, all the phone lines are full. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. And now one line just opened up, so you can call. Come on, my Marine Corps brothers, right now. Call 888-291-8000. We need your gift, small or large, right now. All of us, we can make it.
$62,000 to go, and a few more minutes here with you. I want to say thanks to everybody who has given, everybody who picked up that phone and called. This is how we do it. We don't have another way to do it. It's always worked for 26 years. We ask, and you support us. We do everything we can to economize those dollars, to put them to good use. We only got one message. We haven't changed that message in 26 years. Jesus is the Lord. The church is the place to find him, and the healing that he brings is the place to find eternal life. We want everyone to have it. Four lines open right now, probably down to about $61,000 to go. So gifts big and small will make a difference right now. When you call, you're talking to our colleagues right here in the building. We just had a wave of callers, and now lines are opening up. So a perfect minute to call. We've got five lines open right now, 888-291-8000. As Tim said, we need those large gifts, but maybe you are someone who can become a monthly donor. Maybe you've never given before, and you could come in at that $10 a month level, get the Hallow Premium app for a year, become a member of the Catholic Answers Society 315. That's $10 a month, and it means a great deal to us, and you can do it right now, 888-291-8000. Maybe you can come in at the $20 a month level and get those two books, the Pope Peter book from Joe Heschman, Father John Weiss's book, Bible Mary. We'll send them both to you, and you'll be a member of Society 315, and you'll have the Hallow App Premium for a year at the $20 a month level. 888-291-8000.
And I want to say from the bottom of my heart, and I know from all of us at Catholic Answers, thank you, each and every one of you that have called in over these 3 days, and I see folks are calling right now. Please do not stop, because these folks are going to stay here. As long as you keep calling, they will keep answering the phone. I guarantee you at 888-291-8000. We need those givers right now, big, small, all of us together. We're going to make this thing. 888-291-8000. Thank you all for your gifts. Continue to pray for us. We have so much more work to be done, my friends, because we need to bring everybody to Jesus in his one holy Catholic and apostolic faith.
All night, all day, 24 hours a day, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge. Become a monthly donor. Make a one-time gift at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Right now, the phones are ringing. We're very grateful for that. We have about $60,000 to go to be fully funded. But if you keep calling, we'll keep answering. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000 or continue going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We'll let you know tomorrow how it all turns out. Let's see if we can get this under 60, under 50, under 40, maybe be fully funded by the end of tonight. 888-291-8000.